From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, January 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. Let's talk about the weather. Yes, the big winter storm and icy cold temps headed our way this weekend, but also weather in St. Louis in 2025, which broke records from the wettest April to the warmest December day.
Last year, the U.S. saw the third most billion-dollar disasters in recorded history. So the St. Louis tornado really contributed to this extreme weather in 2025 across the country.
St. Louis Public Radio senior environment and data reporter Kate Grumke breaks down the year in climate records. That's coming up on The Gateway. Heavy snow and extreme cold will hit much of the St. Louis Public Radio listening area this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning starting at midnight. Negative wind chills and as much as 10 inches of snow is expected in the St. Louis region and as much as 12 inches in the Rolla listening area. St. Louis Public Radio's Lily Halloran has details on the statewide response.
The National Weather Service says the heaviest snowfall will likely be south of the Interstate 70 corridor, but snow will fall across the whole state. Becky Almaroth is Chief Safety Officer for the Missouri Department of Transportation. She says the weekend's dangerously cold temperatures will make de-icers and salt less effective.
In most of the state, and with blowing snow and flat surfaces, treatment's absolutely a waste of money. It's not going to do anything with the cold temperatures.
Treatment may be more effective in metro areas, but officials are still providing extra plow training for St. Louis. They also warn the weekend snow may stop and start, so people should continue to pay attention to the forecast before deciding it's safe. In Jefferson City, I'm Lily Halloran, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has declared a precautionary state of emergency ahead of the dangerous weather. The order activates the state's National Guard for potential response efforts. Captain Scott White with the Missouri State Highway Patrol says his department will work closely with MoDOT to keep drivers safe. He says if people must travel, they should prepare ahead of time with a full gas tank, charged phone, and winter survival kit.
Because nobody believes that they're going to be the one that will end up in a ditch or be the driver that ends up in a crash. But what they forget about is being in stuck in a traffic backup for 6 hours or dealing with a road closure that doesn't have any good detours.
White says with lots of snow, help can take longer to arrive. The city of St. Louis is piloting a protocol to plow and salt streets this weekend, starting with high-priority arterial routes throughout the city. Mayor Kara Spencer says the city will treat residential streets immediately after it treats 450 miles of high-priority routes. Spencer says this protocol aims to avoid a repeat of last January's storm that left side streets icy for more than 3 weeks. James Jackson is the director of the St. Louis Streets Department. He says the city aims to have main roadways open within 48 to 72 hours.
And on the outside chance, we have a situation where an ice event is developing. We will throw all resources towards that ice event to ensure that we don't find ourselves in a situation that we can't break up out of.
Jackson says crews have already started pre-treating roads with salt and magnesium chloride, which is more effective in sub-zero temperatures. 1,000 emergency winter beds will be available in St. Louis today. St. Louis Public Radio's Katie Grovich has the latest.
Forecasters predict wind chills as low as 10 degrees below zero Saturday morning, and St. Louis officials say they will add 600 new beds throughout the city starting Friday until at least Monday. The city also plans to send out warming buses and meet with residents throughout the city to transport people to warming centers and connect them with resources. Adam Pearson is the director of the St. Louis Department of Human Services. He says shelters that would typically close in the morning will stay open throughout the day.
It's too cold outside this weekend to take any chances, and so we do have options available, calling on everybody to come inside if they can.
Mayor Kara Spencer says the Streets Department has placed high priority on clearing routes to warming centers. I'm Katie Grovich, St. Louis Public Radio.
Snow total predictions, removal plans, warnings to stay off the road and stay tuned into the forecast. That's just what it sounds like in the lead up to a winter storm around here. But once the stuff's on the ground, it can sound and taste a little sweeter if you indulge in that hearty snow day tradition of making French toast. You know, it's the best way to put your panic-purchased eggs, milk, and bread to use. Right now at STLPR.org, digital editor Jessica Rogan helps elevate your French toast game with recipes from dessert cookbook author Claire Savitz and Aussie's Markets' Joe Stein. Bon appetit. Okay, now to other news, as they say. The Missouri Gaming Commission has denied a request to ban certain college sports wagers. The ask came from the NCAA. It wants Missouri to ban sports betting on individual college players, as well as first-half wager spreads for men's and women's basketball games. Jan Zimmerman is the chair of the commission. She said during the meeting she didn't feel ready to approve the request.
We will continue to look at this issue, that we will be tasking the staff with providing us as much information to educate ourselves going forward.
The issue could be revisited. Currently, bets on individual players on Missouri teams, as well as their visiting opponents, are already banned, but bets on other out-of-state college athletes are allowed. Illinois laws on sports betting are a little stricter. They do not allow for wagers on any sporting event that involves an Illinois college team. In response to the NCAA's request, several sports betting operators had submitted their opposition to the change. Illinois is yet again at risk of losing federal dollars from the Department of Health and Human Services. This time, it's over an Illinois abortion law from 2017. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Medical providers in Illinois are required to refer patients for abortion care. HHS says that law violates federal statutes shielding providers from making abortion referrals on religious or moral grounds. Governor J.B. Pritzker, in a statement, says it's, quote, no surprise the Trump administration is doubling down on their attacks to strip away health care from Americans. A federal judge in April found a portion of that law unconstitutional, specifically the part requiring providers to state the benefits and risks of abortion and childbirth. The agency is giving Illinois 30 days to respond. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The airport at Fort Leonard Wood wrapped up its third straight year of serving more than 11,000 passengers. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports a new terminal building set to open this year might lift that number even higher.
Construction is underway on a new $20 million terminal building at the Waynesville-St. Robert Airport that is used by civilians and soldiers. The new facility set to open this summer will be bigger and able to process more passengers than its current space. St. Robert Mayor James Breckinridge says the goal is to get more people to use the airport.
It is really to increase the flow of individuals through our area into Pulaski, whether they're a tourist, whether they're a family visiting their soldier. This is going to be an opportunity for them to fly into here.
Breckinridge also says the new terminal should help with economic development efforts in the region. Contour Airlines serves the regional airport with flights to Dallas and Chicago. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
Local scientists are looking back at the weather in 2025 in Missouri and Illinois, and they say it was a year filled with extremes. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with senior environment and data reporter Kate Grumke about last year's local climate.
So when most people think about the weather in St. Louis in 2025, they're going to think about the tornado. How and why did it stand out?
Yeah, I think that this tornado is really going to go down in history. And when people think of 2025, that's going to be the story in St. Louis. So this was an EF3 tornado. It caused more than $1 billion in damage. Five people died in the storm that created the tornado. And that $1 billion in damage, that puts this into this other realm of $1 billion disasters in the U.S. And last year, the U.S. saw the third most $1 billion disasters in recorded history. So the St. Louis tornado really contributed to this extreme weather in 2025 across the country.
Now, St. Louis was not an outlier for tornadoes. What else happened with tornadoes in Missouri and Illinois last year?
Yeah, so we spoke with the state climatologists in both Missouri and Illinois. These are the scientists who pay attention to the weather data. And both states had record-breaking numbers of tornado reports. So in Illinois, there were 146 tornadoes documented. and in Missouri, there were 120. And both of those numbers could change, so federal agencies have to verify whether or not those were actually tornadoes or if they're double counted. But if those numbers hold, for both states, it's possible it could be the most tornadoes either state had ever recorded in a year.
What other interesting weather records fell in the last year?
We had some of the warmest days on record, and one that really stood out to me was the warmest December day. So it's kind of easier or more likely to break just one day's high record, but to break an entire month's high record is pretty notable. We had the warmest December day at 78 degrees on December 28th. So if we remember how warm it was around Christmas time, that was record-breaking warmth.
So the past few years, your year-end roundup has had a headline about coming close to the warmest year on record. How warm was it in the region in 2025?
Yeah, that's right. It was actually cooler in the region relatively, but still much warmer than average. So the last couple years, globally, we've had the warmest years on record. And we also saw that in the St. Louis region and in Missouri and Illinois, where we had top five warmest years. So last year, it was the 14th warmest year on record in St. Louis. So as the state climatologist in Illinois said, that's not really going to grab a headline, but it is still much warmer than average.
What did the scientists you spoke with say that this means about climate change in Missouri and in Illinois?
So they said that this is still an indicator that we are experiencing climate change here. So warmest years are more likely to happen now. We do see an average warming trend in both Missouri and Illinois. And another thing that's interesting is we see more warm records falling than cold records. So we're less likely to have a notably freezing day and more likely to have an especially and weirdly warm day. And the scientists I spoke with said that that is because of human-caused climate change.
That's STLPR senior environment and data reporter Kate Grumke. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
And our Jessica Rogan edited that piece. To read more about the records that fell in 2025, head to stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Our music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Be safe and stay warm this weekend. We'll see you Monday.